Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey, Energizer. It is I, your host, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, coming at you with another episode of the Daily Energize. Thank you so much for being here, hopping in, joining me, sharing your love and light with the world, and allowing me to shine mine with you. It is such an incredible honor to have you here, and I'm just so grateful. So seriously and sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You are amazing, you are worthy, and you are enough just the way you are. Step into that truth, step into that light, and let it just fill you with its love, with that positive energy. And then go out in the world and shine your light. See the beautiful things, savor them, and create that positive energy for other people. Share it out with other people. It's so amazing what happens when we bask in that beauty, that light, the positives that the universe is offering us. Now, it's not to say that there aren't negatives. Of course there are. There are negatives in the world. I'm not talking toxic positivity. It's let's look at the positives. Let's find and savor them. But let's also be aware of the negatives. Work through, process, adjust as needed. Use those as lessons and opportunities to learn and grow. And then let's keep going forward, keeping our eye on the positives. And that's what today's episode of the Daily Energize is all about. Which sea are you sailing in? Are you sailing in the sea of positivity or the sea of negativity? The choice is yours. And there are times in my life when I have swam in both, one or the other, sometimes in the middle, right? We're splashing around, one arm's in one and one arm's in the other sea. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you have been in that sea of negativity where you are surrounded by frustration, anger, sadness, drama, just emotions and people and environments and things that are draining you. I know I've been there. Sometimes other people have put me there, or life seemed to have put me there, and other times I've put myself there. And there's times when it's just been me and me alone that has brought my energy into that place, and I'm swimming in the sea of negativity. So I was just looking at the bad, looking at the negatives, the things that aren't going well, and not looking at any of the positives. I don't need anybody's help to do it. I can do that pretty darn well on my own. But there's also the choice of swimming in the sea of positivity. What are the good things, the positives, the people helping one another? What's going right? What's beautiful? What are you grateful for? When you start to look for and savor the beautiful things in your life, you start to see more of it. Well, to be totally upfront and honest, whatever you focus on, you get more of. That's life's algorithm. What you focus on, you get more of. I forget what the term of it's called. But if you know, like that idea of once you see, like you're looking to buy a car, and you're like, man, I don't see this car anywhere. But then you buy it, and you're like, oh, I see it there, and I see it there, and I see it there. This car is everywhere. Right? It's I forget what it's called. I can't remember. Red car. It has a more technical name. But in any case, it's the same idea. Life has an algorithm of whatever we're looking at, whether it's cars or positives and negatives. If you're looking and spending more time embracing those negatives, the drama, the frustration, the anger, the destruction, the negativity, you're going to see more of it. Now, if you look for the positives, the good things, the helpers, the gratitudes, etc., then you'll start to see more of it. And it takes a little time, right? Because we are building and reinforcing the positive neural pathways or the negative neural pathways, whichever one you're looking at. It takes some time to build it up, but you can see more. You can see more positives, and then you have the opportunity to embrace that energy and let that energize you. And I know that this is a fact because I've seen the different brain scans, I've seen the research that shows it, but even more than that, we've done it. I've done it with myself, and we have helped thousands of people do the same thing. Build up that positive belief, and we have testimonial after testimonial after testimonial. It's possible. Again, that's not saying that the negatives aren't there. They are, and we are aware of it. We're working through, we're processing and adjusting as we need to go, learning and growing. But for the most part, we're focused on the positives instead of dwelling on the negatives. And if you want to have more joy in your life, have more fulfillment, feel fulfilled, then start looking for those positives and embracing them. Let's start swimming in the sea of positivity more often than the sea of negativity. And you're not alone. Because I get it, sometimes it could be a lonely journey or it feels lonely and we get sucked in. And, you know, sometimes, as I said, I'm really good at putting myself in that negative space. So do things. Surround yourself with people who help you focus on the positives, who help you swim in the sea of positivity, who will throw you a life vest, rings, you know, to help you pull you out of that sea of negativity. And then let's go swim in the sea of positivity. Because, man, it is so much nicer. At least I think so. And I bet you'll think so too. So let's go swim in the sea of positivity. All right, that's all I got. Keep being you. Keep shining your beautiful light with the world. Hit follow and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And until next time, I will catch you later.
Welcome to the Daily Energize Podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.